003 Chavos Halvavos, Thursday night. Page Kuf Peches.
Shari Yisra Maisa Perakei. So, the Yetzirahara, Chavos Halvavos really starts off this paragraph talking about the larger issue in the Chavos Halvavos, as we saw last week, was a very fundamental yesod in your relationship with any fellow Jew. It's really, I can't get enough of this Chavos Halvavos, how he changed. Kuf Peches. How he talks about not to be judgmental about a fellow Jew, and we'll go over it today a little. But I asked last week how this fits into Shaar Yichud HaMaisa. So the answer is because the Chavos Halvavos, although he launches into this explanation about being judgmental and how, you know, how you relate to your fellow Jew, no matter how he appears to you to be, but he's talking about gaiva. In other words, the framework in which the subject comes up is that that the Yetzirah is being machshel you in gaiva, that you are better be'enei Hashem. Now that's gaiva. Gaiva certainly, Yichud HaMaisa is purity of action. This person that the Chavos Halvavos is talking about, that looks down on his fellow Jew, and he enjoys, and he thinks that the way to give Musar is by embarrassing the other person, and his Yetzirah tells him that he should feel superior to the other person, and his Yetzirah manages to convince him that if he's superior, so he'll be an example, and he'll berate the other fella, and he'll tell the other fella, you do everything wrong, you're no good, you're worthless. Or he makes him feel that way, and look at me, and this is how you should act, and this is what you should do. So what he's really doing in the framework, in the way that Chavos Halvavos frames the Avla is as gaiva, and if you think about it, he's really ending up using his Ma'asim Tovim, using his actions, which are proper in Chitzonius, outwardly. He davens, he learns, he gives tzedakah, he does all the right things, he dresses, you know, like he wears a hat and jacket even. So he's using really, though, his Ma'asim Tovim for negative things. He's using them really to project a superiority over others. So that's really just to make it fit into the Chavos Halvavos' theme of Yichud HaMaisa. It really fits perfectly, because that's certainly a flaw, FLAW, in a person's Maisim, in his Yichud HaMaisa, where the things that he does are really just ways for him to, you know, to project superiority over other people. Okay, so this person says, so what's the antidote to gaiva? So what does he say? The Yetzirah like brings down psukim, as we saw in the other paragraphs, that the Yetzirah even is able to quote psukim, that the Nevi'im would berate Klal Yisrael, and you know, what you're doing is wrong. So the Chavos Halvavos says, and today we'll pick it up again from that Kuf Peches, the fourth line. We'll go over it quickly. It's worthwhile to say it again. It's worthwhile to hear it again. It's really the third line, the last four words on the third line on Daf Kuf Peches. Vim tishivehu v'tomer lo, but if you tell him, v'heicha gana v'achle mishenedeya matzpuno v'libel lefnei Hashem, I don't know his kishkes, right? He said, this person could be the most loyal servant of Hashem that exists. And he just outwardly, outwardly, maybe he doesn't even keep Shabbos. Chavos Halvavos says, no one ever taught him how important it is. That's how you have to look at him. No one taught him. He doesn't know. You don't have to say Tinech, no, he doesn't realize. But, you know, he knows Hashem's the Borei Olam. You go a whole Shabbos and you're careful not to do Malacha. But you eat your chont and you go to sleep and you don't give two thoughts. You don't give a minute's thought to that Hashem created the world in 6 days. Hashem is the Borei Olam. Hashem controls everything. The beauty of nature. There's so much you can do with a Shabbos. So this guy thinks he's Mr. Shomer Shabbos, and what he does, he ends up sleeping whole Shabbos, figuratively and or literally. And this guy, you don't know. How can you look down on him? He could think of Hashem as the Borei Olam. He doesn't understand why flipping a light switch on and off is a steerer to thinking that Hashem's the Borei Olam. So of course he's wrong. But he's not knowledgeable. So what are you looking down on him for? And the only reason the Nevi'im berated Klal Yisrael, the Chayvus Halvoda says, is Bereshus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Yodea Machshavos. So he gave them permission to berate Klal Yisrael, because he knew, Hashem knows, in what areas Klal Yisrael was rotten, where their insides were indeed rotten. So then you're able to berate. It's Folsom. Hareza Baharshus Habori Yisala Olsen Bitzfosam Esodam Baroa Matspunam Avalani. Tell you Yetzirah. I don't know what's inside a person's kishkas. Ein b'chah chachmos v'diyosi l'das mashe b'matspun v'hakomus b'mistorim. We're going fast because we're really reviewing. We learned this last week. V'shema tochachus hamaguna be'enai tova harbe yosu minigleu. Maybe his insides are wonderful. He's a loyal servant of Hashem. He loves Hashem. He has the chovas halvavos. His outward, you know, so he has a nose ring or a navel ring. No, that's his way of expressing his individuality. He doesn't realize that maybe it's inappropriate even. He doesn't know. But Umaya Dayani Allah, what do I know? Vishema Matspuno told me many lifnei Hashem. Hashem looks into the heart, and Hashem loves him. Hashem looks at him as a loyal Jew. You know, and then what brought him to this? Why is he even Mechal Shabbos, maybe? Or why does he dress the way he dresses? Why does he look the way he looks? Why is he wearing that earring? He's ignorant, as Chavos of Hashem. And now, then you turn around, and you're fighting the Gaiva now. And you say, you know something? He's much better off than me, because I know. And I don't do everything that I know I should be doing. I don't do things commensurate with my knowledge. I know more. But Hashem wants you to act alpi what you know. He's superior to me because I don't live up to what I know, and he does what he knows. I'm so smart. And I don't do what I have to do. What he doesn't do in outwards and chitzah. First of all, his kishkas could be better than mine. His insides. Second of all, even his outside. But Hashem doesn't have an objective measuring stick. Hashem measures kafi what you know. So he doesn't know. So he does A, B, C, D. But I do know. And I do E, F, G. And I'm worse even in chitzonius. Because I don't act the way I should be acting. Kifi my yediya. That's the second point. He's talking going against the word of Hashem, but it's shagoda mitoch yediya shagoda. Fani mamres pi mitoch yediya ubezadon. What's my excuse? V'shema migrato galuya v'nireis. So when people look down on that guy in the street, you look down on him, we all look down on him. That's because that's in the open, because we are governed by Chitzonius. Uma'aloso, and he's a beautiful Jew, is Tzvuna v'Nisteres, that's hidden. And I'm a big phony, you're telling yourself, to fight this Yetzirah. It makes more sense for Hashem to forgive him his sins than it does for Hashem to forgive my sins. What he manages to do right is worth much more than my zechuyas, because nobody praises him for him. Let's say once in a while, we said last week, once in a while he makes a bracha, once in a while he says kriya shema. Hashem like, whoa, like wow. And nobody gives him a yashikayach, so he's doing something, and once in a while he does it, he's only doing it for Hashem's sake. No one's going to give him thanks for it. If anything, so his friends will make fun of him. They'll say, oh, look who's becoming frum. They'll make a bracha once in a while. They'll make fun of him. So that bracha is worth 10 times 100 times more than all of your brachas that you make, because people are watching you to see if you make a bracha. And if you make a bracha loud, they'll be impressed with you and they'll think highly of you. So what he does is worth much more. His mitzvahs are worth much more than my mitzvahs, the person should say to himself. No one's praising him for it. No one's standing up for that guy. Everyone's like moving away. I'm the opposite. Machmas pirsum tuv chitzoni yusi al chitzoni yuso. So I'm much more shalom lishmo than he is. And his averus are the other way around. My averus are much more severe than his, because no one sees my averus. He's walking around, everybody's looking down on him and saying, this guy is the pits. This guy, stay away from this guy. It's bad news. You would never let him into your house. So his averus, he gets his punishment in Olam Hazeh, because people degrade him. The real people degrade him. Mashenke and me, a person should say to himself, my averus I keep very nicely hidden. I make sure no one knows about them, because I'm embarrassed. So I don't get punished for them. I don't. So where am I? But everybody gets punished for their averus. So if you don't suffer embarrassment in Olam Hazeh for your averus, guess what? When the tax collector comes, it's an Olam Haba. That's a much more severe punishment for averus. Then this guy is at least getting his punishment in Olam Hazeh. People are looking down on him. It's hidden. So that's Mechaper and his Averis. That's another point. Third point. Well, if one point is his Kishkas are better than mine, the second point is his mitzvahs are worth more than mine, his Averis are Bishgaga and my Averis are Bezodon. 3 points. Fourth point is, he's getting his onish for his averus in Olam Hazeh, and I'm not, so I have more to lose here. My mitzvahs are worth less than his, because I'm getting famous for it, people are looking up to me, and my averus are worth more than his, because I'm not getting any punishment in Olam Hazeh, because I keep them squirreled away, make sure no one can know about them. Yes?
The guy that you're laying out this scenario for,
yeah,
not some religious guy, or
whatever, or yeah, not as trim as me. That's
not.
Yeah, that doesn't wear a hat and jacket. What do you think? I look down on everybody. Yeah,
I'm not going to say not some religious. Okay. How do we know that he is in truth getting his own wish? Okay, by us. It appears that because certain religious people may look down on this fella, that he's getting an omish. But how do we know he's actually getting an omish? Because, you know, his whole peer group may be totally different.
You're right.
From us.
You're right. We don't know. But the Chavis HaLovus is teaching you how to think. When you start, not you, when a person starts feeling superior, Chavis HaLovus is telling you, this is how you should train your mind to think, to knock the stuffing of the gaiva, of your feeling of superiority out of you. So it's certainly something you have to consider. Maybe his mitzvahs are worth more than mine. Maybe his averus are worth less to begin with. Maybe he's getting his punishment for his averus now. Maybe. You gotta knock the gaiva.
Or maybe his mitzvahs are still worth more than this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, his mitzvahs are worth perhaps more than...
More than mine. The Chavis HaLovus is talking to the person.
This from guy. Okay.
No, not that this from guy. No. From mine. The Chavis HaLovus says, that's how you have to, that's how every individual
okay,
has to think.
What I'm saying is that maybe they're still worth more than mine, yours, whatever. But his peer group.
Yeah, you're right, we don't know.
So that, you know.
You're right.
Where he holds in Klal Yisrael. Okay, maybe such that he's impervious to, you know, to where he's not getting this ownership.
Maybe, I agree. You're right. Maybe from an objective standpoint. But the Chavis HaLavos is training you how to think that you shouldn't be a Balgaiva. So this is what you should consider. So don't get off your high horse and don't feel so superior to him, because maybe A, B, C, D. Okay, let's go weiter. Yeah, so maybe this. The Oat. So we're up to the So the Chavis HaLavos, besides everything else, is giving us a tremendous insight in relationships. And he's also teaching you how to give Musar. So how then do you give Musar if someone is acting improperly? So you see from the Chayus HaLavos that your attitude in Tochacha is only educational, never judgmental. That's what he's saying. You're not judging the other person. You don't know. He could be a far better Jew than you are. You have no idea. So shut your mind out of such thoughts, and you really have to knock that out of you. Now, Novaden, then, educational. He doesn't know. So it's your achrayus to teach him. And that should be your approach to Tochacha. Let me teach you something that perhaps you don't know. But not, I'm better than you. Let me show you. Step aside, my friend. Let me show you how it's done. That's the Chavis HaLavos. The ode, the last five lines of the paragraph. Another way to combat this Yetzer Hara is, you know something? He says, you have to think as follows. This is another perspective that you should think about in order to knock that out of you. She'im atir atzmi b'bikores migraos b'nei yodom v'rikus chato'ehem. And there are people like this. They go around a whole day and they're busy finding fault with others, and they're busy knocking others, and they don't call it knocking, they call it analyzing what's wrong with this other person, what's wrong with this other group, what they're doing wrong. And if that's what I'll end up doing, you know, the first 30 lines, the Chavis HaLavos was saying, it's a wrong way to think. And this is how you should think to knock the gaiva out of you. The old, he's saying now, you could deal with the Yetzer Hara on a practical level. If I start, what was the Yetzer Hara telling you? He was telling you to, you're a superior Ovid Hashem, and you have to teach them. So you should make sure that they understand that what they're doing is wrong, berate them, even shame them, and of course do it lishma, and you're the paradigm of the Hashem, so show it to them. So if I'm focused on their faults, you can tell the Yetzer Hara, if I focus on other people's faults, I won't be focused on my own faults. Yibotzer mimeni liros es chesroni v'lamor al mumei atzmi shezeu chavosi hamutelos alai. My primary obligation is to work on my own faults, not on someone else's faults. Keshot atzmucha, the Gemara says, v'achakach keshot acherim. Your first chiyuv tochacha is to yourself, not to someone else. So you can tell the Yetzer Hara, you know, maybe everything you're saying is true, but I have a major problem here, that if I focus on other people, I'm not going to focus on myself. And if I don't focus on myself, I'll never fix my own faults. And if I don't fix my own faults, so I'm not facing such a good future. Kechole ha-mesukan. Did you ever see a person that's a chole mesukan? He, chas v'sholem, he's ill, and he's busy worrying about other people. We're talking about that he has to go to a doctor, he has to see what to do, he has to figure out what medicine to take. He's focused on himself. Hanitra b'machloso miliros machlos b'nei yodom. He doesn't go around with other people. He has first to take care, make sure he's healthy. If he doesn't make sure he's healthy, he's not going to be able to help anybody else for very long. So his first obligation, logically, morally, al pi halacha, al pi Torah, al pi seichel, al pi common sense, al pi, is to take care of himself and make sure that he's healthy. So the same by Averis, tell the Yetzer Hara. It doesn't make sense.
And also, who has time? There's 2 points here. You have nothing to do with it. Oh, you have so much free time on your hands that you can think about the other person and all of his faults. I'm sure that I could spend more time worrying about myself, contemplating. People don't make a cheshbon hanefesh. People have time on their hands. They always have time to think about what someone else is doing wrong. But to make a cheshbon hanefesh, what they're doing wrong, even though it takes as much time or even more, so that they don't do. So that's what, so this is the other answer to the Yetzer Hara. First of all, who says he's such a terrible person? What right do I have to project myself as being superior to him? Maybe the truth is the other way around. Second of all, when the Yetzer Hara tries to ensnare you in this attitude of superiority, of looking down, finding people's faults, even if it's lishma, you want to fix them up, but you want to fix them up by making yourself, you know, that you're superior, they should use you as an example of what's right. So, but then you focus on their faults. That's what the Chayvus Halvavus is saying. You can answer the Yetzer Hara that if I focus on other people's faults, if that's what I'm focused on, I will not, either I won't have time, or just psychologically, emotionally, I'm not going to focus on my own faults. I'm always going to be looking at the other person. I won't have time to be masakin myself. So this is not the right way to go. So if you think, if you have these attitudes, I just want to finish up the paragraph, please, Moshe. So, Ba'isa Shah, this is great ideas I'm giving you. Yishover Hayetzer V'yikona Lefanecha. If the Yetzer tries to ambush you this way, so this is how you can combat it, by these realizations. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to phrase this, but might it go without saying that there may be certain exemptions to what you're speaking of? In terms of all things being able, we're talking about the Yosef Jew, versus we're sitting here and for whatever reason we have to expose the faults of such and such political governmental leader.
Don't worry. The Chavis Alvavis is not...
It has
nothing to do with government. It has nothing to do with the government. It has to do with Rishon. The Chavis Alvavis is certainly not talking about Rishon. He's talking about your average Jew that's not a Rasha. If you know someone's a Rasha, then everything, whether it's government or not government, if someone's a Rasha, if you know that he's a Rasha, and sometimes you know, someone proves himself to be a Rasha, then this doesn't apply. He's not talking about Rishon, he's talking about the average Jew. Okay. Let's continue. Bottom two lines on Daf Kuf Peches. But I don't know, it's such a moridic way of thinking with children, with Talmidim, with friends, with other Jews. It's really, he says it almost like as a, he comes into it like from the back door. Okay. Very poetic. He says if his arrows don't shoot you this way, yerav lecha, he'll ambush you. He'll ambush you. In other words, till now there was a frontal attack, whether it was in emuna, whether it was in midos, whether it was with concern for Schar Va'onesh, his attacks to weaken you in your Yichud HaMaisa were always frontal. Now he's talking about ambushes. What's that ambush? He says, Be'itos Hatzlochoscha V'chishlonecha. A person is weak, like Amalek, right? Amalek is Vayizanei V'cho Kolanech Sholom Achrecha. The ambush always attacks at the weakest point, when you're least suspecting it, and your guard is down, and he tries to hit your weak flank. So that's what Amalek did, as it says. So here, when is a person weak? Chazal says a person's weak either when things are going very well for him, everything seems to be going his way, so there's a weakness there that the Yetzer can exploit. We'll see in a moment what he describes, what that weakness is. Remember, Chazal started off this whole long, huge discussion about the Yetzer with the Hagdama, that the Yetzer is always is your enemy. First of all, you have to realize he's your enemy. He wants to do harm to you. There's a power in you that wants bad for you. He's attacking you, and he's tireless, and he's always coming up with new strategies, and he's always throwing this at you and that, and coming from this angle and that angle. He's talking no rest. That's what Chazal has described in his introduction to this whole thing. He's giving you insight into the different ways that the Yetzer Hara could come to you. So he lists them. But his point was that this is a never-ending battle. And it just is that way. You can't escape it. There's no use saying, I don't want any part of this. I don't have strength. I don't have koach. Then if you just fall back and you give up, then he really goes to town, because then the person sinks and sinks. If he's not fighting the Yetzer Hara, then anything's possible, the Gemara says. So, what's his ambush here? Le'itos hatzlochoscha, either when things are going swimmingly well, or v'chishlonecho, when things are not going well. He has a whole set of weapons for each matzav. Im yusku l'cho anyon cho kefi she'ifo secho. If things are going well for you, Yom Alecha, he says as follows. Ze pri yozmoscha, you have accomplished a lot, you're a very capable person, I'm proud of you. You're capable, you're energetic, look what you've done. V'tuva soscha, your wisdom, you've figured out what to do. V'omek tvunosecha, lochein hishtadel binyonei olam hazeh, chapa right now. You know, there's two ways to think of Yom HaMavis. That's what the Chavisal Vavis here is giving us an insight into. You know, we think, Yaskala Yom HaMisa, there's no greater Musa than that. But it's not so hard to have a different attitude, where the Yetzer Hara says in the Lashon of the Pasuk, eat and drink, right? Kimach Arnomus. Esav says, Hinei Anochi Halech Lamus. So he said, I don't have a Velomo Zeli Bechora. So just to say, realize that life is temporary here and very fleeting should work. But it's not that hard to turn the whole thing in 180 degrees and say, life here is short. I'm going to enjoy myself while I can. Because soon I'm going to a place where there's no enjoyment, no laughter, no hanah. Let me copyright these things. And that's what you see in the Navi. That's why there's a famous insight from, I don't remember which Baal Musar, the Gemara in Brachos, a famous Gemara, that says if a person sees he's having Yisurin, Bo'in Olav, so he should check out his action, he should Yargaz Adam, so he should do this, and if this doesn't work, he should say Kriyashma, and if this doesn't work, he should do various strategies. And then finally, if nothing works, so it says Yaskel Yom Hamisa. He should, right? You learn off about Rigzu Val Techato Imru Belavavchem Al Meshkavchem the Domu Sela. He should learn Torah. He should say Kriyashma. He should. So the Balei Musar asks, if the be all and end all, if nothing else works, is Yaskel Yom Hamisa. So why don't you start off with Yaskel Yom Hamisa? What do you have to go through all these steps for? Why waste time? You know, go to the most powerful weapon first. Why not? And they answer this Yisod. And the Chavis Halvavis is saying it here too. And Esav said it, and the Navi says it. A person that's not holding by anything, a person that hasn't worked on himself yet, and he's shakua in his in himself and the pleasures of life, it's a little dangerous to be master l'yom hamisa. It doesn't take much. He could turn around that whole thought and say, oh my goodness, yom hamisa's coming, I better chaper right now and do what I can. If that's what a person's focus is on, if that's what he's interested in, if that's what he wants, then you can't. If you start with yom hamisa, who knows? You could say like Esav, lamazali b'chora, hinei anochi alech lamus. So therefore, the Gemara says, first do this and first do that. Straighten out your priorities. Realize what life is truly all about, what you're here for, what's meaningful and what's fleeting, what's silly, what doesn't give you any real pleasure. Realize that. Then, once you've changed like your whole focus, but still the Yetzer Hara is tempting you, then you can be asked for the Yom HaMisa, then you're safe. Then you know you'll think about Yom HaMisa the right way. That's an explanation I've heard, and it makes a lot of sense, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem next week. We're going to learn on Chanukah. We can't give the Yevonim a victory. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll be learning next week.